9 goals, some great goals today. Is it still all about fitness? I thought it's nice to get those goals.
Yeah, I think it's still a bit match minutes. That's massively important for all of us. Every time we've played a 45 minutes or even a 30, we've mixed the teams up. You can see it again today. We've completely mixed the... It's the first time the front two have played together, the back two have played together, the two fullbacks have not played again together. So it was good to mix the relationships around. Matty Willock's not played in the middle with DJ.
Right.
CC's not played in there with Stuart. So, you know, Callum's not played in with those two either. So it was good to mix all that around. And so myself and Paul wanted to be able to develop those relationships on and off the pitch. And that's what we're doing.
And... I mean, you mentioned that the pitch, and it's difficult for non-league sides, like you say, but you've still overcome it.
Yeah, I think. Listen, I said when I come in, I was not concerned with the pitch at all. It's mostly flat. It's quite long, and that's what non-league clubs have to do. I've been there. It's tough for them, but I think they're appreciative that we've come, and they're appreciative certainly before the game that I didn't cancel it. I had no thoughts of cancelling it. We wanted to come and play in it, and we've been the non-league team playing against the big teams, and it's difficult. But I think they were hopeful that they could have given us a game this year after it being so tight last year.
Yeah,
I think the goal for this year is there for everyone to see, but we need to keep working hard. We need to keep getting a little bit smart, and we're still not right in one or two positions. I don't think we're right, and hence why I'm trying to strengthen the group still.
Saw 9 goals today, but you still have to strikers, obviously, aren't you?
we still need two, for me, 2 strikers. I think we need one other defender, and I think I'd like to also look at maybe one other left-sided player further forward. So we're trying as best we can, and we'll always be in the market if the right player comes up at the right time and it fits within the constraints. The nice thing is, you know, we're well in control of our budget. The budget's never been hidden by our chairman and CEO. It's the same as last year. There's no increases in it, and we're working well within it. We should still get room to get 3 or 4 in and allow for 2 or 3 to go. That would help us, because maybe the quality of player we could get in if there's 2 or 3 kids moved on could be a little bit better. But we're not going to force people at the football club. We're just saying our opinion professionally, they're not going to get minutes on the pitch this season. So it's up to them whether they want to take that decision and go.
You're not carrying any injuries at the minute. I think you mentioned a little knock for Barry Fuller.
Yeah, just before the game. Yeah. With a little fiver just to get the tempo going, and Elliot just caught Barry on the ankle and he rolled it a little bit, and he Barry Fuller wanted to play. It's what they tell me he's done it all the last year. He would have the same little diggles and he'd play. But I said to Gary, the head of medical, there's no reason for us to take a risk, is there? We could get Gams playing. We've got young Woody who we like as well. We wanted him to get some minutes on the pitch, because I think when the young kids come along, they want to play, don't they? They want the management team to see them. And I'm really pleased. I think we've got 2 or 3 special kids. That's credit to the academy. It's credit to no one else. The chairman and the academy, because the chairman funds a lot of it. And supporters wanted, you know, the Faversham supporters, because Gillingham supporters will take care of themselves, but Faversham supporters wanted to remember the name Jack Tucker and Joe Walsh.
Mm, yeah.
They'll be around for a while.